Happy holidays to you, and welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Boxing Day, Happy New Year, and may this year end in a powerful place for you. Welcome to the December 25th Weekly Intuitive Astrology and Energies of the Week Ahead. Please note that this is a pre-recorded podcast as I am traveling with my family over the holidays, but I wanted to be sure and release this podcast because it's such a big time and we're going to cover a lot of astrology in this episode. So wherever this finds you as we close out December 2019, I hope that you are enjoying some well-deserved downtime and some rest, although honestly that is harder to do during eclipse season. So things have definitely picked up the pace. There has been a quickening. There has been a speeding up of energies and events, and we are moving into faster moving waves, faster moving energies. Things are going to be happening quickly, and you're probably feeling it now. It could even feel like it's hard to understand some facts, or you're looking for more information, and it keeps changing, it keeps switching, more things come forward. This is part of the new pace of the next year into the next decade. There is a quickening now, and it's a bit like if you've been walking on the treadmill, it's sped up now, and there's not just a walking pace, it's more like a light jog. And it could feel like a full-on run into January. So let's look at what is happening right now as we close out a big year and a big decade. The astrological energies are very significant right now for a number of reasons. And if you have been listening to this podcast, you've heard me talk about this in the past number of episodes and over the past number of months as well, that the energies right now being so heavily focused in Capricorn means there is a seriousness here about your life, your next steps, your new direction. And there is these eclipse energies coming through that say change is happening, ready or not. And the eclipse that is unfolding on December 25th/26th is a turning point eclipse. It is at 4 degrees of Capricorn. The sun and the moon are conjunct. Jupiter is here as well at 5 degrees of Capricorn. And then we have the south node at 8 degrees of Capricorn. Now, there are four different types of eclipses, and it depends on how the eclipse is working with the nodes. When you have a new moon solar eclipse conjunct the south node, it's a big turning point of big endings, big completions, as new energies come in and a new start is evident. So that is why this is an especially big eclipse. And I do talk about this in the 2020 Soul Growth webinars, where there is a full webinar all about the 2020 eclipses. I talk about the four different types of eclipses, the different energy themes, the masculine, the feminine energies, etc. So it's important to know that every eclipse has its own energetic imprint. And this is such a powerful one as it relates to cycles in your life that were strongly transformed and under review throughout 2010 and 2011. That's when Pluto in Capricorn was at 4 degrees. So in this part of your chart, going back and forth, renovating your life, transforming your life, at the beginning of this decade. Okay, so all of 2010, and it completed in 2011. So look back at that time. What changes were you making? Where were you going? What were you understanding? What were you moving into? That was also when the North Node was in Capricorn. So it could have been you had endings and new ventures beginning. You had something unfolding or underway. That also would have been a time of looking at what goals you were setting for yourself, what you wanted to be in the world, what you were following, how you wanted to show up. So here we are, 9 years later, reassessing what has been earned and mastered. Capricorn is the energy of experience, the time you put into something, the years you put into development, what you've done to get here. And please know that this can unfold in many areas of life. In your natal chart, it pinpoints the 4 degrees in your chart, that house, whichever house you're experiencing this eclipse is where the energy is the strongest for you. And it's the energy of moving on, because now this eclipse is conjunct the south node of letting go, completion, removal, and endings. But these probably are not new endings. You've been aware of them. You've been working through them throughout 2018, because that is when Saturn was here at 4 degrees of Capricorn. So it's very rare that we would have these outer planets all working together through various cycles in one part of your chart. And it signifies that we are collectively moving through the deconditioning and releasing of Capricorn energies that no longer serve us, meaning we're stepping into new roles in the world. Of course, the world has changed permanently over the last decade, as it always does, as it does for every decade. But there's a seriousness now, and there's an understanding that so much energy is being brought to the bigger structures that create our world. More specifically, government, institutions, corporations, big business, finance, how all of these different organizations, systems, building, things that have been built, how they all work together. And over the next number of years, we are going to be given opportunities. I am reframing that. During the big transformations, you always have opportunities. We are being given opportunities to reframe what we need in society. How do we need the world to be managed and organized now that it has not been before? How do we bring in these new energies that support the realities of our life now? Looking at all the technology, for example, all the ways we're connected, how that has increased exponentially in this past decade. We're asking bigger questions now about the state of the world. And part of what we're also realizing is what has to go and what is done and what is complete. We're also getting revelations around agendas, corruption, betrayal, the power plays that have been unfolding behind the scenes, what the true battles have been about, such as the battle for the United States, how it is a commodity and different energies, different entities, different leaders, different countries, etc. There's things that the United States has that others want. There has been a big battle brewing around what the globe is moving into. And all of this has been hidden. There's lots of propaganda. There's lots of false information. There's lots that's trying to distract you to keep you from intuitively trusting yourself when something is off. Now, all of the distractions out here are showing you something about the state of the world. But now you have choices as you look at how you want to be in the world, what resonates with you, what is true for you. I also feel that a big part of this eclipse season is the information that's going to be revealed. And what's fascinating is that it's just information that people didn't know. So it's been very incomplete. It's like basing decisions when you don't have all the information. If you're in business, well, you need data to make the correct decisions about where you're going to put money, where you're going to put time, who you're going to hire, right? You usually base that off of having a fuller picture of your work, of your business. Well, there hasn't been a revelation of the full details, the full story. The full story of what's been happening has been hidden. And so now this information is coming out. It's part of the quickening. It's part of the awakening. It's part of moving us forward. And it's where we also have new choices and new opportunities to practice what we know, to tune into what is absolutely true for you what is not negotiable, and what you're requiring in your life. Capricorn is about what we require in our life. Now, it's fully Capricorn season at this time. The sun being in Capricorn, as I look here at the chart on December 25th, the sun is at 3 degrees of Capricorn, approaching 4 degrees, which is the Capricorn new moon solar eclipse point. And so things are real, as is the case with Capricorn. Now, I find it fascinating that we always end the year in Capricorn season and begin a year in Capricorn season. It is the energy of initiation. Capricorn is a cardinal sign, an earth sign, of what we take out into the world, of what we share. After a very long journey that began in Aries, what have you learned and understood? What have you mastered? What have you decided? You've been transformed. This is a cycle that unfolds every year, but it's also a cycle in the soul growth journey, especially with Pluto traversing Capricorn, the 10th sign. And it is a place of what you responsibly take out into the world and how you show up. And so we learn how to do that based on parents, based on education, based on our belief systems, based on the culture, based on what we enjoy, what we love. And as you are moving through a place of higher consciousness, you're now able to incorporate the truth of your energy into how you show up in the world. And this is a shift in what we've learned. Because think about how many classes you've taken or books you've read or programs you've attended about people teaching you more about who you are, right? And there's so many wonderful ways that is done. But part of what we are stepping into is beginning with your energy, beginning with knowing who you are, the truth of what you're here to offer, share, and put out into the world, and having that lead you, having that be where you live your life from, how you make decisions, and how you share your energy in the world. This is a different way of establishing yourself in the world, and it's part of what this eclipse energy is pushing you into. So essentially, what isn't you falls away, and it's probably been challenging. It's been painful because there's a lot of energy here around karmic situations and things that have been in a loop that were not meant to serve you long term. There's been the energy of you couldn't rush out of something. You have to follow the rules. You've had to stay in line. You've had to do what the lawyer says or what the CEO says or what an authority says. What the authorities outside of you are determining has been a big part of this energy. It's also been this process of reconnecting with what you truly want and what you truly need to live a good life, to have a sense of satisfaction, joy, happiness, peace. Because when we go through these times of big removals, you are then brought back to the essentials of your life. And that's part of what Uranus in Taurus has been shaking up for us. It can bring in chaos, sudden changes, drama, a sense of things happening out of your control of, oh my goodness, I'm on a roller coaster and I can't get off. Well, this eclipse is trining Uranus in Taurus, and it's an establishment of what you've truly come to understand about what has meaning to you. What is, again, a non-negotiable? What do you need to do in your life that is uniquely you? And so this trine to Uranus and Taurus at 2 degrees retrograde is exciting. It's something connects. Something is ready to go. Something that has been held off this year that you couldn't quite reach. You know, you couldn't quite touch it or grab for it. Now it finally connects. And it could happen quickly, and it could happen in a really easy way. Like all of a sudden, it's flying out the door. It's a fast-moving energy that shows you you're ready for this next chapter, this next step. And you could not have rushed it, but you needed to understand something so that you wouldn't repeat some lessons. And this is different for all of us. And I would even say it's happening to all of us, especially if you are in tune with your life and your themes and your patterns. It's almost like being on a freeway, a highway, and you know the normal exit you take. It's like, okay, that's my exit. That's how I get home. Well, you're not allowed to do that anymore. You're not allowed to go the usual route or to take that exit because you're meant to keep going further into a new territory to explore new roads and new paths. And it just so happens to coincide with the beginning of the new decade. I mean, that's what's really phenomenal here is that this astrology could happen at any time, but it just so happens to synchronistically line up with the new decade energy. So it's quite a busy time, and we have a lot happening here as we're moving into January. Now, Mercury is finishing up his travels through Sagittarius, and Mercury is going to make a connection to the galactic center over the next number of days. And in Mercury brings in information. It has stories to tell. It has details. It has, oh, you didn't think of this. What about this? Oh, I have some more things to share with you. It is communications. It is public relations. It is newspapers. It is your phone and text messaging. And as this energy connects with the galactic center, well, this is the energy of higher consciousness. And in Sagittarius, it's higher truths. It's different than human truths, which can be based on emotion or beliefs or what you've been taught. But the cosmic energies of truth are based on energies that are consistent. It's like that sense of, okay, this is how we are expanding our consciousness by taking in new energies, new truths, new understandings that we weren't aware of. So again, this theme of revelations is coming forward, and I do feel fast-moving energies over the next 2 months, fast-moving energies. Now, keep in mind, all planets are direct, except for Uranus in Taurus retrograde, and through yet another amazing cosmic synchronicity, Uranus is going to station direct on January 10th at 8:48 p.m. EST time, and January 10th is, of course, the next eclipse, the lunar eclipse in Cancer. So that is such a powerful energy that we're already in, that's already building, and it means things are ready to move. There's also been an escalation of energies. How do I describe it? It's sort of like it's not life as usual. It's not business as usual. It's not politics as usual. Everything's been escalated up, and now we can feel it. I mean, it's an energy that I think most people are feeling, and I feel it as exciting, but I can understand how it also can create anxiety and a sense of restlessness. It can create this sense of what do I count on? What do I do? Where do I go? And so you want to calm yourself and you want to connect with yourself and to view your aura and your chakras as being clear, bright, grounded, centered. This way, you will be able to navigate these energetic waves as they come in. And you'll be able to feel the power of your own energy. And that will be strengthening. And I'm seeing this as the seven chakras being a beautiful rainbow, very clear, very bright. And I'm seeing the aura. You can visualize your aura in any number of colors or tones or fabrics, textures, whatever calls to you, but typically anything like a bright white light, a bright golden light, can feel very soothing and calming and peaceful. So work on that. Very simple visualizations, very simple energies that will help relax where the mind can go. And it will also help protect you from the collective disruptions and the collective anxiety. And it's pulsing around the planet right now. It could be interesting to watch the Schumann resonance, which is how we monitor the energy on the planet, as it perhaps spikes or is elevated, because there's a lot happening right now and we're all feeling it, we're all sensing it. There is anticipation in the air. And so I feel that we are going to be getting a lot of clarity, around what is unfolding. Now, after the Capricorn new moon solar eclipse, the sun will voyage forward. It will make an exact conjunction to Jupiter at 5 degrees of Capi. And this is happening on December 26th, so right after the eclipse, into about the 27th. And this is always a day of opportunity, of expansion, of things coming through. In Capricorn, as you know, it relates to profession, career, what's next, where you want to go. And it can show you what's easiest. And that is Jupiter, because Jupiter brings in assistance. It says, here, let me help you with that. Hey, I know who you can talk to. Hey, here's a job contact. Here's an interview. It can also happen in a way that is a bit unexpected because of this trine to Uranus in Taurus. So an unexpected conversation, or you overhear something at the store that someone's saying, or you come across something online that piques your interest and it sends you down this rabbit hole and opens up this whole new world to you. I mean, this is where things can happen quickly and it can feel really easy. There is flow. There's a sense of this is possible as well. So the sun conjunct Jupiter is great for any kinds of rewards, recognitions, commitments, business planning, business development, anything in the Capricorn areas that maybe have been a struggle. This is a week where the new energy comes in. And again, it's that energy of here's some assistance, here's some help, and here's the next step forward. So keep that in mind, that the sun conjunct Jupiter only happens once a year. And so there is something that you have earned that Jupiter has for you. And it's sort of like someone's holding a reward or a promotion or a raise. And of course, it can show up in so many ways. It depends on the house that this early Capricorn energy is in. But as I mentioned, it's connected to this new moon solar eclipse. And I think that the energy is also going to be coming through from Capricorn archetypes. And Capricorn archetypes are typically associated with those who have experience and wisdom. This can be an elder, a mentor, the crone energy. This can be someone who has guidance and experience. This is the energy of being recognized and seen by someone else. Typically, Capricorn is associated with the father figure or father energy. It can be an authority figure as well, someone who has seen how far you've come. This is also connected to the energy of I'm feeling it as a deeper healing that's complete. And it's complete because of how the sun and Jupiter are hanging out at that south node point. And so this is the big endings that you could feel good about and have that, yes, I graduated Yes, I did it. Wow, this has been tough, but I made it through. And then Jupiter energy comes through to show you where to go next. And so getting back to this Capricorn energy that ends the year and begins the year, Capricorn is how far you've come, what you've earned, what you've developed, what you've built. It is where you have climbed a mountain peak. And then as the new energy begins in 2020, that Capricorn energy is then asking you, what mountain do you want to climb next? What's the next goal, the next ambition? Where are you committing now for the long term? And I think that there could be a sense of, you know where you want to go, even as these endings are happening. You know, even as there's things that you have to take care of and you're still in the loop with them, or they're needing time and effort. I do feel that for some people, you're in some commitments for a number of years. It's not like that goes away. This is true for a lot of, you know, anything where you've signed a contract, essentially. That's why I feel like there's a lot of lawyers in business right now, because people are looking at contracts and trying to settle things and negotiate and figure out what to do going forward. So there's a lot of contracts in place, which is Capricorn. It's not only business contracts, it's marriage contracts. Any kind of legal contracts that you've signed, that you've agreed to, that affect your public standing, those are in place. So it's like the marriage contracts and the divorce energies are happening as these contracts are renegotiated and looked at and completed. And then there's a sense of how you've grown from it, what you've learned, and how you've matured. Because we are maturing. We're maturing at a soul level. We're maturing emotionally, spiritually, financially. These are the gifts of Capricorn, where you've learned through some hard knocks what you're not going to do again and where to cut back, where to have more restraint, what is essential and what is not. So as the year begins, we take what we've learned through Capricorn and then we apply it with wisdom going forward. Now, thankfully, we do have Venus in Aquarius. And she is traveling through Aquarius with a sense of what's next. This is where you connect with friends. This is where you maybe have a good time and know how to get away from too much seriousness in the world. This is an energy of where you go to remember your unique spark. And Venus in Aquarius can bring in new ideas, new concepts, new perceptions. She brings in a sense of, I am good on my own. I can be independent. I can fly my freak flag. At least other people might think it's that, but it's not. It's just an understanding that I love who I am. And that's what this Venus in Aquarius wants you to carry with you, is a sense of, you've come so far and look at how much the road has shifted and changed and weaved and up and down, but feel solid in yourself. Aquarius is a fixed sign, and it means that you can get stronger in what you've come to understand about who you are in the world. And I feel like this is a great time to stay open to other people, to be open-minded, to be accepting, to look at how they are a unique soul on their own journey. And that when you look at it through that lens or that filter, it can open your heart. It can widen your perceptions of others and what they might be going through that can be completely different than your own experience. But at a soul level, that's what they selected. That's what they needed to experience. So can you honor that? And that's a big theme right now through this awakening process, is that we see the differences how people, you know, came here with a different starting point, so to speak, a different understanding through belief systems and cultures and where they were raised and life experiences and education and on, all the various demographics that create who we are. And so this Venus in Aquarius, I feel like she's very accepting. And she can say, yeah, you and I might be different, but I'm sure we could sit down and have a great conversation about our favorite shows on Netflix, or, you know, what you've learned this year, or what you have come to understand about your mission work, your sense of self in the world. It's meant to be at its highest expression. The Aquarius energy opens us up to the world, and we see through new eyes, and we have fresh visions because of how far we've come and everything we've learned. It is the only air sign at this time. So that actually brings in some much needed balance, communication, conversation, ideas, connections to other people. That's what the air signs do. And so that's a much needed energy at this time and can help alleviate the very heavy focus on the earth signs. Five planets are in earth signs, and that brings our energy to the realities of our physical world. So there's a focus on, I have to look at my life. The energy can feel almost too dense at times. If you don't have a lot of earth energy in your natal chart, it can feel like a struggle because you don't have that natural ability or desire to be in the earthly realm, so to speak. Whereas if you have a lot of earth energy in your natal chart, then this is comfortable for you and you are equipped to deal with your physical reality. And so again, the earth signs are Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn, and it's where we look at our money, our finances, our body, our health, how we take care of ourselves, how we take care of our homes and what we own, how we take care of our pets. It relates to our jobs, our careers, where we go in the world, what we do in the world. All of this is the domain of the earth signs. So it's a very heavy focus on how we are each restructuring our lives now and what needs to change and what needs to shift, what you're done with. And you could certainly see this in your home. You know, you're clearing out closets, getting rid of clothes. You're probably having to talk about your professional world and your career and what's happening there. And then, of course, that all relates to money. So it's all interconnected. And of course, there's many other tangents that are related to these bigger topics. But this is the part of our lives that is just requiring a lot of attention, responsibility, and energy right now. Mars is still traveling through Scorpio and finishing up the voyage through Scorpio. At this time, Mars is entering about 25 degrees of Scorpio. And this is the energy of transformation, of looking where you have changed deeply and permanently. Mars is our determination, our desire, how we go for what we want, how we drive our car. And in Scorpio, there are secrets. There are things that are hidden in our subconscious and in our unconscious. We look at our true motivations at a higher level of consciousness. Mars in Scorpio is having you look at how you've been operating in the world based on fears and how you can then transform those fears into a sense of power. So maybe you were hesitant to make a change in your life. You were fearful about trying something new. And it's because you had an unconscious fear around taking risk or what would happen. Or perhaps it's something that you learned in childhood that has never been faced. Well, when Mars goes into Scorpio, at higher levels of consciousness, you can say, you know what? I want to change my reality. I don't want that fear to hold me back. Instead, I want to feel powerful. I want to really step into what is true and what is not true for myself. And so this is a Mars that is very ambitious and can go there, can go into those fears, can go into those truths, can go into what is hidden and what's been operating behind the scenes. And it's been a supported Mars as it has connected with a number of outer planets, previously trined Neptune, and then it made sextiles to Saturn and Pluto. So Mars has brought in a power surge of energy to get things done, to face some fears, to step into new territory, and ultimately determine what you want and what you don't want, what you need and what you don't need. Because that Scorpio energy can be very decisive. It doesn't budge. It is a fixed sign, so it doesn't make change easily. But when it has a desire, it will make change. It will go for it. This is also related to financial energies. And so you could be looking at some financial fears. You could be looking at what you have understood about money or where you have felt powerless with finances. This can show up in any number of ways, but it's helping you know that you can take action. You can talk to somebody who is objective about your financial situation. You can talk to a tax professional or a financial advisor or a retirement investment consultant. You can speak to somebody who can give you guidance or help you move out of a fear. And Scorpio is how we merge with others, how we share our resources, how we share our knowledge, and how we share our energy that can move you through what's been stuck. So that's one of the higher expressions of this Mars in Scorpio. And then the other thing that can show up is once you've moved through the fears, the Scorpio energy can connect you to great wealth because it is, again, the energy of shared investments. And I always think of mutual funds when I think of Scorpio finances or the money you invest with other people, shared investments, anything that then benefits you and benefits them. This is also Scorpio energy. So this Mars is perhaps bringing your attention to any of these themes, any of these parts of your life. You would want to look at where this Mars is traveling in your natal chart. And Mars is going to change signs and enter Sagittarius on January 3rd. So we had about a week left of this Mars in Scorpio intense drive, and I hope it's been productive for you because there has been an energy of getting things done, moving things along, taking care of business, and even some breakthroughs. Now, as we complete the year, we also see Saturn entering fresh territory at 21 degrees of Capricorn. And now Saturn and Pluto are only 1 degree apart, and things are very real. Change is imminent. Things are happening, and we're already sensing what has shifted permanently within us and where the big renovations and transformations are unfolding. So as the Saturn energy connects with Pluto in Capricorn during eclipse season, it's a very big time on the planet. It's a very big time in the world. And we are meant to call in our energy and connect with what you have been practicing and learning over the recent years. When there are big changes in the world, when turmoil is unfolding, when there is drama or chaos, how do you deal with it and navigate it? And you can look back on your life at the last time you were moving through something intense. And what did you do? And how did you respond emotionally? Who did you go to talk things out? Or did you hermit? How are you taking care of your body? And where does your mind go? Because the mind is very important. It can bring up our fears unconsciously. It can bring up our perceptions. It brings up what we are perceiving. It brings up how we have thought about our life, our world, etc., where does your mind go and how do you calm it? How do you relax it? How do you take care of yourself during big energy periods? It's going to be important to have those strategies in place, to know what you need to do, and of course how you can help others around you, be it family members, children, friends, how you can take care of yourself during some roller coasters, how you can process your emotions in a healthy way, you know, how you can release anger or disappointment, how you can move through the big times of these feelings that come up that can be overwhelming for some. Everyone has a different emotional spectrum, so it is knowing your own emotional spectrum, and that's related to your natal moon sign. Your moon is how you receive energy. It's how you receive what others give you. It's how you respond. It is your place of internal processing. So check in with your moon sign, which will show you your responses, your reactions, your feelings, and look at what your moon needs as we move into the next month and the next year. And we also have a powerful Cancer full moon lunar eclipse, January 10th at 20 degrees. And Cancer being the ruler of the moon, it's an extra potent eclipse, extra emotional. So I probably sound redundant, and I guess I'm just trying to bring that message home that right now is a time to look at what you need to manage your energy in a powerful way and to manage it with responsibility and with an awareness of who you are. And that's really one of the best gifts you can give yourself and give the world, is to be in that place of responsible energy management. Astrology has been such an amazing tool for understanding these parts of ourselves. It helps us see who we are, our lessons, more about our truths. Know that astrology is not a belief system. It's not something you have to agree to. It just is. And that is something that has been tested for decades, if not centuries. It's something that, honestly, we don't quite understand exactly how it works, except that it keeps working. It keeps proving itself. And I can tell you, there were times in my life when I had a Pluto squaring my sun, I was like, this would be a wonderful time for astrology to be false. I really hope Pluto squaring my sun is not as horrible as it could be. Well, needless to say, a huge change in my self-identity occurred. And there were things that happened that I had to look at power. I had to look at my choices. I had to look at a lot of things because that's what Pluto does. So astrology shows up, and we are gathering the knowledge base to understand it and to put the pieces together. And it's quite fascinating because, as I've said, there's times when I thought it'd be great if this didn't pan out, but it did. And what I believe about astrology is that it's always meant to support us. It's an energy that we're meant to use for our own benefit. It's meant to be a tool and a system that you use that helps you tap into your power, your choices, what is best for you now. And when you do that, it really can create incredible things in your life. And I've seen that through thousands of clients over many, many years. And so please know that there's a lot here in the world of astrology that is supporting us, that is showing us the way, and that is helping us navigate these really big times. And as you probably know by now, I do teach a number of classes on astrology, including some new monthly webinars that talk about the month ahead. So you can check out the month of January, for example, and February will be out very soon. And this is to help you really know what's happening for you, and also to help you be in control of your life. So please check out that information below this podcast if you're interested in that. And I just want to close out this episode by saying thank you so much to all of you who have listened and connected through this year and in years past. I so appreciate that we are on this together. I never take it for granted. And I just hope that I give you good information for what you're going through. There's a responsibility with this information, and I take that very seriously. I also believe that you are powerful, and that part of the journey is remembering that, seeing that, and walking in the world in that way with your own unique power, which is so flippin' cool that we have our own unique power. It doesn't look a certain way for each of us. You know, that's the beauty of this and what we're tapping into. So I know that we're going to have some big adventures in 2020, and I really hope to continue to give you the guidance, advice, information, and practical tips that help you make the most of it. On that note, I wish you a beautiful completion to 2019 and to this decade, and I'm quite excited about what will be discovered as we move into the new year. I will be back on Monday with another podcast episode for you. And of course, I'll be back next Wednesday with another weekly update. So thank you again. Have a beautiful end to the year and Happy New Year. It's going to be a wild one.